she was wearing.
Nizamim, era, by the nose, Nizamim, rings, the tabois on the hand, and the rings she's wearing, is mavirim emenu. We would take off the jewelry that she was wearing, kedei lenavlo, in order to make her look ugly. Because if she looks ugly, she'll take away her gaiva, maybe then she'll go to admit that she really did this nus. The yachakach, after we did all this, maybe chevel mitzri. We took a string from mitzri, Rashi says, also mitzure dekel. It's made from the part of a palm tree, misavav hagodol, savav hadekel, b'korecholov. Like for the strands that grow around the palm tree. From that we made like a string. The koishra, we would tie the string lamala midodeho, like around her dress, on top of her breast. As we said before, because they used to rip her clothing. So in order that the dress should not fall off altogether, we used to tie the string around her, to at least the dress should still stay up. So call her roitza lirois ba lirois. Whoever wanted to come and see has a right to see. In other words, out to be manavala, to make her look ugly in the eyes of people, that she should go to admit if she did this nus. Chutz mi'avdeh v'shifchaseh. But we don't let her see her bring her own slaves, her own maids. That we don't bring in front of her. Mifnei shaliba gaspen. Because if she sees them, then she'll feel gospel like she has somebody lower than her. She'll be miskaberos, so give her back strength, and she won't be maida. So we don't want her to see her own maid and her own slave. She should not feel as if she's something, like she owns something. So therefore, we still want only break a heart that maybe she should admit that she did this nus. V'chol ha'noshim mutaris l'roisa. Any lady there is allowed to see her. So Rashi asks, l'kavim perach, the Gemara's going to ask the kasha, v'atoni reisha kol ha'roisa l'ivas baroya. V'afilu ha'noshim. First in Mishnah's mashim, whoever wants to see her has a right to come and see, even the men. And now it's mashim that only the noshim, only the ladies, have a right to come and see her. But it says, v'chol ha'noshim mutaris l'roisa. Shenem ha'naposik says, v'nivasru kol ha'noshim, v'loi si'aseno kizimaschenu. Like all the noshim, the ladies who come and see how ugly, disgusting she is, despite her, in order that they should learn not to do like she did. So we bedasku want the noshim to come and see how the saita looks, in order that the noshim will be afraid and make sure that they do not become saitas. This is how we take care of the saita when we bring her up to the Beis Hamikdash. Tomorrow says now, how do we know this? The first he started the Mishnah that the halacha of the Saita has to be brought up to the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, that you need a Bezdin of 71. How do we know this? So, Omer Rab Chia Bagamda, Omer Rab Yesi Bar Chanina, Asya Torah Torah, Zerah Shava Torah Torah. Siv Hocha says will be in the Pasha of Saita, V'yosolo HaKoyin Eskol HaTorah. The Kohen has to do all these halakhas about a Saita. Uksiv Hosam says another Pasha, Al Pi HaTorah Shiyarucha. That's the Pasha. By Ezokin Mamre, if somebody goes and argues against the Bezdin HaGadol, that he's had his oinish. So that's over there, Ma Lahalan B'Shivim V'Yechud, Ezokin Mamre, somebody that argues against the Bezdin HaGadol, his Chayiv Misa, that's only where he argues against the Bezdin of the Shivim V'Yechud, 71, the Bezdin HaGadol and Lishkas HaGozis, by the Beis HaMikdash, is Afkan here also by Saita, she has to be brought up to the Bezdin HaGadol, B'Shivim V'Yechud. The Bezdin HaGadol and Yerushalayim of 71. Yes. That's the Zer Shava of Torah. Rashi, B'Shivim V'Yechud, the Siv, Min HaMakam Ahu, Makam Miyuchud, the Hainu Leshkes HaGozis. Shafilu motzen avipagi v'himro leyen yafilu mnei dien amrosay hamro, that the Zokin Mamre is not chayiv only if he argues against them when there's 71 bezdin in the Leshkes HaGozis. Then the Mishnah says, umayimim aleho, that we have to try and scare her. We have to try and make it that maybe she should agree that she did this nus. Uruminu avakasha, it says, kiderech shemayimim aleho shaloi tishtem, the same way we scare her that she should not drink, kach maimen oleh shatishta. The same way we scare her that she should drink. That means sometimes adarabah, we talk her into bedavka, tell her go and drink the mayamorim. Oymrim lo, we tell a biti, in boru lecho hadover shetoyrat, if you're so sure that you are taught that you did not live with the man, amodi abarecho, stand on your, hold your own. Be strong. Ushasei, and drink the mayamorim. Lufi shein mayim amorim domim el lasam. Because this mayamorim, the bitter water, is only like a sam, like a medicine, like a staff. Yovish, like a dried out staff. Shemunach abosachai. That it's upon a live skin. So it depends. Im yeshomako mechalcha biyurit. If it's poison staff, if there's a wound there, an open wound, so then the staff will go into the wound and give problems and make it bad, kill you. The yerit will go into you. Mashenkin ain't shomako. If there's no maka there, then the staff can't go into the wound. And the mayaklum won't do any harm to you at all. So same thing also, if you're a saitiv, you say that you were tor, like you did not do this nus, so then the water won't harm you. So therefore we would ask to tell her, don't be afraid and go and drink the water. Skirtza stira. Our Mishnah says we scare her, to tell her not to drink the mehamorim, go admit it, and there we talk her into it, no, just the opposite. If you say that you're tor, hold to your own, and go and drink the mehamorim. Skirtza stira, do we tell her to drink it or don't we tell her to drink it? So my answer is Lakashia. Kan koidim sheninchoko megillah, kan liyacha sheninchoko megillah. That if they already put the megillah saita, like we'll see later on, they used to write down the parsha of saita, and with Hashem's name on it, and put it into the water, and that would cause Hashem's name to be erased. Since they did it already, if they already put the megillah into the water, so Hashem's name was already erased, so now there's no reason to tell them not to drink it. Adarabba. Now we should tell her, go ahead and drink the Mayamorim. Like if you say your Torah, very good, then the water won't do anything to you. Just the opposite. The water then will give you a bracha. But that that our Mishnah says, we try and talk her out of drinking the Mayamorim, that means before we put the Megillah into the Mayamorim, before we went to go to cause Hashem's name to be erased. So before we do that, we try and stop her not to do it. So therefore, before we put the Megillah in the water, we try and talk her out of drinking it. We try and talk her into admitting that she did this nus. All right, turn over. Tana Rabbanim, not like this. The Brisa says, "Oyna lefoneo dvorim shel hagoda." That the Mishnah says, we tell her over things that really is not fit for her to hear and a mishpacha to hear, but still we tell her over to her that maybe she'll admit because of these things. What do we say to her? We tell her Hagodo Maisim Shira B'Ksuvim Horishonim. We tell her all the things that say in the Ksuvim what happened to the Tzadikim. Kegoin Asher Chachomim Yagidu Lechichu. That the Chomim tell all the things that they don't hold it back, they don't lie. Me'avoisam. What does that mean? Yehuda Hoyd of Leibosh. Yehuda admitted to Tamar that he was the one and he wasn't embarrassed. Mahoya Soifai. What happened to the end of Yehuda? Noicho Chai Yehuda Mabo. He was like the Chayulam Abo. So you see, forget, if you admit that you did something wrong, you'll only gain on the deal. So therefore we try and tell the satellite to admit that you did this nus. Reuven was also Hoydev Leibosh. Reuven also admitted and was not embarrassed. That he did that by the Chet of, by his father, by Yehuda Hoydev Leibosh. Ma Yisayf, what happened at the end of Yehuda? Nochal Chayilam Abo, he was there for the Chayilam Abo. Or Mas Chorim, what was the Schar for Reuven? For the Mara, my Schorim, could have Amrinu, we just said what the Schar is. That he was there for the Chayilam Abo. Elam Aschorim, Boilam Azir, what was the reward even in this world? Lehem Levadam Nosnu Oretz. For Loi Ovar Zar B'Soichem. That they were there to have their Yerusha, and no Zar went over. And that was part of the Shabbo Moshe Lebrachim, when Moshe gave them the Bracha. So they were Zeichel for Bracha even in this world. Gemara says now, Bishleimi Yehuda askecha on the Yodi. The Pesukim say clearly that Yehuda admitted that he was the one that lived with Tamar. Tirsiv Vayaker Yehuda Vayomet Sotka Mimeni. The Yehuda saw that it was Tamar, and she says she's the biggest tzedekah than me, because she did not want to accuse me, so Yehuda admitted. El Reuven Minolan the Yodi. Where do we see that Reuven admitted what he did wrong? Gemara says, the Yomer Shmuel Banachmeni. Omer Reb Yechanan, my dear sir, what does the Pasuk say? Yechi Reuven v'al Yomis. Reuven shall live and not die. Then the Pasuk says right away, v'zois li Yehuda.
So Kol Oysin means like this, that Kol Oysin Shonin, Shah Yisroel Ben Midbar, all the years that Klai Yisroel was in the Midbar, Hoyatzmaisa Shah Yehuda, Migugolim B'Yaron, that Yehuda's bones were like moving around in the Yaron, but he was like the Nidui, that he told the Svar that he'll take care of Binyamin. So because of that, he was a Nidu like. So his bones were shaking around. Till Moshe finally stood up, a Bikashal of Rachman, who was Mespalo for Yehuda. Omalafonov, that Moshe said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Migoram LeYehuda Shehoida, who caused Reuven to admit that he did the Avera? Yehuda, it was Yehuda. That's the Pasuk V'Zayis LeYehuda. It's because of Yehuda that Reuven admitted. So from here we see that fact is true, that Reuven admitted it. Miyad, right away the Pasuk says, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Kol Yehuda. That means all of Ereel Lashofa, all his bones, as they form, went into the right sockets. But V'lohoi Koy Malin Le'el Masifta Rekiya, they still did not let Yehuda go into the yeshiva upstairs. So the Pasuk says, V'yalam of Tiviyenu, that let him come into his Amami, let him go into the Masifta Rekiya. But even though he was admitted to the yeshiva upstairs, he couldn't understand with the conversation there. Ba'adi Rabbanan, with the Rabbanan. Therefore, Yodav Ravlin, the Pasuk says, no, that he was able to understand the conversation there. They had the Kosakul and Shmaita Libet Hilvaso, but still, whatever Yehuda would say there, they wouldn't accept it. He wasn't saying, oh, Valocho, Alibet Hilvaso, the real Maskana. So finally, the Pasuk says, V'yezim Mitzorav Tiyya, that he should be able to be helped, that even what Yehuda says should also be accepted in the Sifter Rekiyah. But Akol Ponim, we see here Reuven admitted. For the Gemara, Bishlem, Yehuda D'yayi D'kiyechud L'tisrof Tamar. We understand why Yehuda admitted his Avera. In order that Tamar should not be burnt. But there the Pshat was, they thought Tamar has nus with somebody else, that he's supposed to be burnt. So therefore, Yehuda admitted to save Tamar. El Reuven lo malay D'yayi, how come Reuven admitted the chet that he did? Hi, Bomer of Sheshes. Sheshes says, "Chotzef alai ba Yisrael demafrit chetoy." Like, it's not nice for a Jew to go and explain to speak out his chetoyim. Like Rashi says, the Rabbi in front of people. Niru shena nichla bedover. It looks like it doesn't bother you the fact you did an avera. It doesn't bother you. That's why you say you did the avera. So here you see, it's not nice for somebody to admit if he doesn't have to. So how come Yehuda admit, Reuven admitted publicly? So Marin says, that he did not want that the other brothers should have, the people should think that maybe the other brothers had to do with his Avera. So therefore he admitted it for Rabban to say, it's only me that he did the Avera. His brothers had nothing at all to do with that Avera. Well, Rashi says, Shlo yiyu shar ochiv nechshodim yaviyah. You're right. Now the Gemara says, if she says that she's Tameya, so Mishnah says what? We like write a shayver. We give the husband a receipt that he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Shamat mino kaisvin shayver. For now, Mishnah is a proof that you write receipts. And sometimes we say you don't have to write a receipt, but rather rip up the shtar. So Gemara says, Om Rabbaya Tony Makrois means no, we rip up the ksuba itself. Omele Rova Vos Shaveros Katona, no, it says a receipt. Hello, my rabbi, the mokim shen kaisun ksuba skinun. Our Mishnah is talking about places that they don't write a ksuba. If you don't write a ksuba, so then any time Isha can always come to collect a ksuba. How does the husband have a proof to say that I paid up my ksuba? Only if they write a receipt. So in such a place where metchila, they don't write ksubas. They're just saying that that's a tanai desdin. So the only way you could prove yourself to say that it was paid up already is if you write a receipt. So that's why our Mishnah says we have to write the husband a receipt as if to say he paid up, which really means he doesn't have to pay up. In fact, if your mom were tyranny, but let's say she says she's tor, no, she didn't do anything wrong, then malinani, malin, oisa l'shar mizruch. The tyranny, malin oisa l'shar mizruch. They brought her up to the shar mizruch. For the more malin oisa, they brought her up, hosan kind.